Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Well, it's bright and sunny out right now.
That's right.
It's throwing a mixed bag at us, though. You know, unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you are, you know, how the microclimates work around here. I don't need to tell you. All right. Hey, it's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you for listening. It is, in fact, hump day. It's 7:39, and it's time for the news. Yay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere. So the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000. To Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank.
Thanks, Fremont Bank. Way to step up in the time of crisis.
All right, so here's what's happening. The official forecast is that we have rain coming tomorrow and Friday and possibly Saturday. But, you know, there was rain yesterday, and that was not in the forecast.
Right.
And it's not in today's forecast either. And yet, you know, so we'll go with, I believe the official term you used was mixed bag of weather.
It's a schmaybe.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you so much. All right. So the impeachment trial continues in Washington. Apparently today they will show security footage, never before seen Capitol security footage in their presentation. As you know, the FBI and the other agencies have been compiling this video footage that was either taken by people committing these crimes or others. And so they have a lot more footage that they've been able to accumulate than probably any of us have seen. That will be on display this morning as they continue to make their case against former President Trump. So that continues today. Your participation's not necessary, but you should know it's happening.
It's nice to know it's happening, Vin. And it's a blessed relief that I don't feel compelled to watch the news wall-to-wall nonstop coverage. I can't do it anymore. And it's also I don't have to.
This is good news.
All right.
Governor Newsom unveiled California's largest coronavirus vaccination site at Levi's Stadium.
Oh, right, and when is that happening?
In Santa Clara. Well, apparently they started yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So 500 people got the shot yesterday, and they say that number will rise to several thousand a day by next week, and they hope to accommodate 15,000 appointments a day.
Wow.
So that we can get California and the United States vaccinated ASAP. We all want to make that June 1st date, Sarah. We all want that.
That's the day it ends. So vaccinated or not, things over June 1st.
Newsom says the goal is pretty straightforward. The problem, and the goal is to design a system that has only one limitation. This is a quote. That is supply. And there's our problem. So lofty goal.
Yeah.
I like that 15,000 number. 15,000 a day. I like
it. Huge. Yep.
Problem is, do we have enough of the vaccine to spread that around? Right now, we do have other big sites like Dodger Stadium in L.A., Petco Park in San Diego. And in the East Bay, the Biden administration has chosen the Oakland Coliseum as a federal vaccination site. And they say that's in part due to its proximity to disadvantaged communities that have been hit especially hard by the deadly virus. So that's the deal.
Great. Yeah.
Is Levi Stadium will be one big vaccination site probably through the summer.
Right. The good news, too, is that I think that Biden said, I pledged to get 100 million people vaccinated in my first 100 days. He's upped that to 150 million. Like, he feels that they're going to be able to procure the stuff that we need. They're fast-tracking the Johnson & Johnson one. I mean, it's all looking good. Let's get this going. Let's get our lives back to normal. I also saw a piece yesterday where they're saying, this is going to be part of our lives ongoing. It's going to be about learning to live with it. It'll be like getting a flu shot every year. We're going to be dealing with this for a long time.
I heard as much as 7 years. Mm. So that is a long time. There's no question that that's something that will change our behaviors, you know,
permanently,
more permanently, or make this more regular. I can see that we'll probably see masks 2 years from now at a concert
easily.
You know, like, and, you know, yeah. There'll be people who say, screw that, I'm there. And there'll be other people who say, I'm going to go, but I'm going to wear a mask.
Yep.
And that's fine, too. You know?
Yes.
Who cares, right?
Personal choice.
Those people who see something and they can't possibly just let that be.
No, they can't let someone else do what they want to do. They got to tell them how it's going to be.
How dare you dye your hair blue? What's wrong with you? What's it to you?
Why do you care?
I'm not sure, but I need to yell at you for it. What?
Right.
In the hell?
How about I live my life and you live yours?
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, so Levi Stadium's going to be doing vaccines in big numbers. Also, San Jose has passed mandatory $3 an hour pay raises for grocery workers.
Oh, well, that's got to be welcome. That's huge.
So I
did. They already have the $15 minimum in place, or is that just a San Francisco thing?
I don't know what the deal is. You know, we have so many different micro governments doing all kinds of. Do you know what the tax is where you are? Like sales tax in Mill Valley.
8.5%. No, 7.5%. I think it's 8.5% in the city. Something like that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Can someone please text in and correct her?
Thank you.
It's 8.5% in San Francisco.
And 7.5 in Mill Valley. Oh, in Marin, right? Valley.
I feel like it's higher than both of those. I think they're both low.
8.25%.
Really? Oh, mine is 8.25. Oh, they must have upped it.
But, you know, I really don't know that.
The only reason I know the tax rates is for California, some of them, is because, or even have a clue, is because I sell stuff and I have to charge people tax. So I would have to, it would calculate it and I would see what the percentage was.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't do that anymore. Slappy stuff is no more.
I've never really understood how some places can say, no, we don't have to charge you tax. And others are like, no, you're going to pay tax on that item.
When a lot of people from Massachusetts would drive up to New Hampshire because there was no state sales tax.
And
they'd want to buy their car there so that you didn't have to pay.
Tons of money.
Tons of money. Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a friend's address, right?
Even your register. Like, it was problematic. They were really not down with that. You know.
Right.
And registration became a thing and the whole thing.
I don't have all the details. I just thought it was important to mention that these people who've been going to these grocery workers who've been going to work every day through this thing at their risk to their own health, finally getting something that, you know, look, you can tell somebody, hey, thanks, great job. And that's a nice thing to hear.
Absolutely.
That does not pay your Comcast bill.
It does not. Nope.
You know, you can write that. Hey, Frank in Pinole said, thanks for the grocery work I did today. But that's Comcast.
And it felt good.
No.
Yeah. It felt good. It felt so good. I feel like you should give me a month of free Comcast.
Right. No, we take cash, money, and that's the only payment we take for our services. Compliments, no.
Yeah. We appreciate those, though, you know, if you want to tell us.
So relationships are weird because you feel like this person is the most important person in your world, and then you break up and they're suddenly not at all in your world.
Right.
It goes, it's almost like there's a death in the family or something.
Can feel that way, sure.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Very strange to be all in and then all not in.
All out.
We did just talk about the car tracker that was put on some lady's car. And some people, by the way, wrote in and said, let me see if I can find it. I can't find it. But they were talking about how, what about if she put that on her own car to make the boyfriend look bad? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I can't speak to that. I wouldn't know. And that's probably for the police to sort out.
Right. I would think, too, that they'd be able to check his Amazon account. I don't know if that's accessible to police, but it does seem like, you know, they could look and see if he'd searched for that and bought that. I don't know. I didn't.
Also, the look on his face when you knock on his door and he's all,
what do I do now? I just love her. I'm guilty of love. That's for sure.
I don't know how long people are together before they share important passwords to things like social media accounts, apps, bank accounts.
Hmm.
I know that a lot of people can be too quick to do these things. And listen, I know I'm an oasis. I get it. But you don't need to unpack the first week. Like, that's unnecessary. That whole first week, you know.
Right, yeah. Give it 2 weeks minimum and then start to think about it.
Stop at your toothbrush. You don't need to move your own nightstand from home in. That's unnecessary.
This is my lucky lamp. I really need this by my bedside.
Uh-uh. But anyway, according to
it. I'm staying here 3 nights straight. I'm moving in, man.
I don't want you to. It's too soon. There's a good chance your ex will continue to log into your social media accounts and more, including apps that track your location.
Uh-oh. Heads up.
26% of people say they're still logged into an ex's game streaming service or online news subscription. That doesn't seem to be that big of a deal, but by comparison, being able to track your location,
right?
That's bad news. 25% are still logged into an ex's photo sharing program or some service with location sharing, like Find My Friends.
Mm.
How's that?
Yep. Yeah, that Find My Friends is a, you know, that is, gets real specific.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't share that. Do you guys share that with people?
I share it with my kids.
Yeah, I share it to my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, with family, I do.
Well,
it's it's a condition. Mm-hmm. It's for my family. It's a condition of me continuing to pay for your phone. I'm going to be able to see where you are.
Oh, wow. You're hard.
Because you guys are in your 20s.
Right.
So I'm going to need to know.
What? Wait,
but they're in their 20s.
Yeah, they're in their 20s.
That doesn't make any sense.
I want to know where they are. I like, because if they're coming home, I'm like, well, where are they? You know, boom. I want to see.
When's the last time you looked up to see where your boy was?
It was a while.
Yeah, I mean, really, they're in.
Well, they're really.
Room.
I know where they are right now. Right. But when he was at Berkeley, I wanted to, you know, be sure he was safe. And
I look at Anita's every day.
You do?
Is she getting home to get this kid off me?
When she's on the way home, exactly.
On me.
Has she started her journey home yet? And it's just good to know because I want to be able to track.
You clean
that.
The place up, get a nice dinner on the table. I know how
I'm
you
also
are.
I'm trying to get ready for bed. You know, it's like 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you tape Cameron to a post in the front yard and go to sleep.
I tie her up to the
Don't worry, Mom. You'll be here in 10 minutes.
The street cleaning pole.
Count to 100. Hopefully, Mom's here by then.
Right.
Play hide and seek. She's looking for you.
By the way, we're kidding everyone. I don't know why we'd have to say that, but I feel like I'll say that. No one's ever taped his kid. You never have, right?
I haven't. No.
Okay.
Not that he would ever tell us on the air. That's
right.
I definitely would not.
23% of exes are still logged into your online calendar, social media, ride-sharing services, music streaming services, and video streaming services. And 20% are still logged into their ex's email.
Yeah, that's...
I am married and with this chick for, what is it now, 12 years?
I don't know. It's been a long
coming
time.
Coming up on 12 years. We're not logged into each other's email. Like, that's just... What kind of commitment does that show?
I don't even know. I could probably guess his password, though, if I wanted to.
Yeah, we share computers often, so it's just like there, but I never bothered to look. You know, it's just popped up because all of our passwords are saved.
Well, we discussed, I put together a way that in my passing, the missus can get everything I own.
Right.
Absolutely, easily, and completely. She, just recently, someone must have told her I was bitching about it on the air. Just recently, she pulled me in and was like, listen, here's everything, okay? Let me just show you. First, you gotta sneak into this thing, and I'll put that thing here, and then you gotta get... But
that
you'll need my phone. Well, she goes, here's the problem. You're going to need my phone to verify my last, what, key pass or something like that, which gets all the...
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening as I'm like, okay, so I have to have your phone.
Let's hope that didn't get ruined in
yeah, it's just, I just went, never mind. I'm never going to be able to get at your stuff. But it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. I wonder if... In a case where there's, you know, there are accounts and someone has passed away, there's got to be someone who can help you with
you
that.
You probably
right?
have to show a death certificate or whatever to get at it. And it's going to be a big pain in my ass. But honestly, you can't make your phone
part of the key to get at your
stuff.
I lost my key. I lost my phone.
What if the phone went off the side of the cliff with you when you were hiking with Sarah? That
right.
makes. Okay, the phone's now the important thing. All right. Well, then we'll never know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys wrote. 408 says, been with the same guy since I was 17. Been married for 6 of the 12 years and have young kids. I told him I'm leaving this past Monday and I'm scared, but it... Oh. Oh, darn, it jumped
away.
Wow,
that's serious.
Oh, come on.
That went from being a fun little text to holy crap, what now?
And it left. I'll find it and read the whole thing when I can find the other piece. That's our texting machine's problem.
Yeah.
That's not.
Keep them short, people. Word economy. If you want to tell us a story, we'd love to hear it. Email it to us, sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. Honest to God, that's the way. I know it's super old-fashioned. But if you've got more than 144 characters put in there, do it in an email. Thank you.
While getting ready for work this morning, doing my hair, my husband says to me, you know, it'd be much faster if you use Gorilla Glue. That poor girl is suffering. Her careless adventure on TikTok now has been going on, what, a week? And she can't get that stuff out of her hairdo?
She has to shave her head. That's
well,
the only answer.
Well, what they're saying is they can't get clippers through that.
No, yeah.
Well,
you can't.
They'd have to go with, I'm telling you, like a single blade and just start scraping.
It's like super glue almost. You know, you ever get super glue on your skin? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So to have that on your whole head, you're
so you're saying
doomed.
It's all the way, it's like the hair is glued to the actual scalp. All right, well, we're going to have to take her scalp off.
And she's been saying, too, one of her comments was, it's still burning. It burns.
Well,
I feel terrible for her, but then on the other hand, it's like you put glue in your hair. Like, what?
And Gorilla Glue isn't offering like some solvent that, like, hey, here's the antidote.
No,
to
I read
glue.
You Gorilla Glue's comments. They said, this stuff's not for hair, it's for projects.
You do it to yourself.
Yeah, it does really hurt.
Still really burns.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to do some music news, and the highlight of that is we got a Britney fan on the show. She's watched the thing and this documentary, and man, everyone's coming out of the woodwork. People are getting canceled over this thing. It's a big deal, and we're going to let Nicole, we're going to give her head, and she's gonna go crazy.
All right.
And more after these.
Don't lie, Nicole.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.